Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power.
Good evening. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Thursday night, 9 o'clock. Time for the Hodge to Hodge podcast productions to air its podcast called The Messenger. Weekly, we get together and we hear the profound word from Messenger Ron Dyer as he tries to enlighten and open our minds to there may be another alternative. I mean, when you begin to understand the alternative that's being placed in front of you, you'll soon understand that it can't be wrong. So without further ado, let's hear from Messenger Ron Dyer.
Good evening to all. Once again, it is truly an honor to be before you. Tonight, I just want to discuss or just have us thinking about living our truth. Living our truth. Now that's very profound because it's the key word is our truth and not someone else's truth. What is going on in the society today, and we walk around wondering why things aren't going the way we would really like for them to go, because I'm here to tell you that it can go just as you want it to go, but you must first apply yourself. And when I say apply yourself, I'm not referring to what anyone else is telling you, but what it is that you are telling yourself. And you have to come to that realization that you would not lie to you. And because you would not lie to you, you are going to always want what is best for you. And so the reason why we don't have what is best for us is because we have a tendency to want things or desire things that then we allow all the different aspects of this world to interfere with what it is that we truly want to accomplish. And what I mean by that is we are constantly living in a state of trying to please everyone else. And so I say live your truth because we're trying to please everyone else. And while we're doing that, we're not doing what it is that we desire to do or that we desire to be. I said this the other night, one of the things we might want to do, we might decide today is the day that we're not going to do anything. We're just going to relax the body, the mind, the soul and everything, just relax. And then any and everybody can call you and have you get out of that which you've already decided for yourself, which would be best for yourself. and what you've done because you think that this is what is you think it, not yourself, but your mind tells you, no, this is what you need to go do. Even though your soul has already told you, today is a day to relax. And I'm using it in the simplest form just to give us an understanding of what it is that I'm trying to get us to see. The fact that we've got to start working to please ourselves, to be the best that we can be. Within our minds, we say to be the best that we can be, we need to sit down and write a book to tell my story. And I'm using you, Sister T, all right, to tell my story. But we will allow any and everybody to come in and stop us from doing just what it is that we know we should be doing. And so we're not doing what it is that, because whatever the inspiration was that gave you the desire or to want to write the book, you have taken that and put that to the side. And because you've taken that and put it to the side, you're not living or being who it is that you should be. And once again, as I said, I'm using the simplest forms, but we all know the daily things that are going on in our lives that we allow other people to change. Because of one reason or another, we feel that, well, I don't want to upset the apple cart. I'll go ahead and do it. I know if I don't show up here, these people are going to be mad at me. So we go, we do it, instead of doing what it is that we truly want to do. And once we are able to get ourselves in the mindset that we're going to be the best that we can be for ourselves, then we can begin to see things changing from a mundane Monday to a glorious Monday. Because why? Amen. Because I did just what it is that I wanted to do. And I'm saying this, welcome, my brother. We missed you, but welcome. I want us to understand, when I say be the best or be your truth, I'm not saying that that would make you to be a selfish person. I'm just saying that it will allow you to do what it is that the soul is telling you to do. How many times have we seen a person out on the street, and when we originally seen that person, we said, you know what, I'm going to give that person some money. And then by the time we got to the person and our mind had jumped in and said all kind of other things, how many times we started out, and I'm just using generalization, we started out to give that person a dollar, and by the time we got to that person, we end up giving them a quarter or a dime. This is because we're not listening. You know what I mean? Because we're not listening to what it is that the soul is telling us. And as I said so many times, your soul is going to create and help you be the best that you can be. And the reason why we're not being it and feeling it is because we're not listening to it. What we're doing is where the soul is giving us information, and then what we're doing is we're letting our mind run data checks on it from past experiences, and then what we're doing is we keep replaying everything over and over again, and we're not stepping outside and letting the mind to guide us. It is a passage in the Bible that says a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. Now, it says a good man, but of course it means everyone. Their steps is ordered by the Lord. I'll go right back to you again, Sister T, because tonight I'm going to use you. When the Spirit told you with regards to that restaurant experience, you did not let something deter you from doing that. You didn't let the fact that looking at them and realizing, hey, they got just as much money as I got. I don't need to do that. You didn't let that, because the mind ran through it, but you overrode what it is that the mind said, and you was obedient to the soul, and it was a joyful experience for you and for them.
I couldn't stop it. I couldn't turn away.
Because this was the soul kind of being, and the soul normally, because the soul knows who it is, the soul knows exactly who you are. So the soul is not going to force its way upon you. All it will do, it will tell you. Now, whether you do it or not, because once again, you do have free will. So if you don't do it, the soul's not mad at you because it's your soul. It's you. It's not mad. It's you just deprive yourself of an experience that the soul had prepared the way for you to truly feel the connection to the Spirit of God. And so whenever we're not being obedient to that, that is what it is. And this is why sometimes we feel as if God has forsaken us or God has left us. And it's only because we are not hearing what it is that it's telling us. And so we've got to slow down. There's also another scripture, that same Bible that I'm trying to get people to understand, that it's not the word of God. It is experiences that people wrote down of their experience when they were in tune with God. It's not God's word. It's just someone's experience. And so there is some very good applications within there that if we would only allow the soul to speak to us, it will reveal these things to us. But instead, what we would rather do is we would rather allow the preacher, the imam, the priest, the whatever it is, explain it to us instead of allowing the soul, our soul, to explain it to us. Because we think that there are certain qualifications to be in communion with God. And you have to understand this. You are in communion with God 24/7. The only problem is we're not listening. We're not listening.
Inside the soul.
You know,
and absolutely right, dear brother. But the question is, something you said that we may want to help a poor person or something, homeless person, or buy them Burger King or something. But the law doesn't allow that anymore, my friends. That's also causing a problem for us.
Who is it that doesn't allow?
People like us. Yeah, in Florida and many other states. I mean, if they see you, if the cops see you that you do, I make myself example. Then they give me a ticket, or then I have to go fight
for
it.
They give you a ticket for helping someone.
In all over USA, you cannot, or even if you pay $5 to them, let them go buy it. You can, if they see you, you're not allowed to. The laws is cripple everybody. Also, the soul says, hey, you find this guy good. You need to help. I need to help. We all need to help. But the law says if I catch you, then you go to prison.
I got to tell you this, my brother. I've never, and I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I've never experienced that. A lot of times what happens is people will try to discourage you from doing it. But once again, that's us listening to other people. But if the soul tells you to do something, trust me, the way has already been made. So if we stop and listen to what it is that the soul is telling us, we don't have to worry about anything else. because the way has already been made. And the reason why we run into difficulties is because we haven't taken that path that the soul is telling us to take. And then we wonder why this isn't happening. We wonder why we're getting sick. And I say that because there's been numerous times, how many times can we recall the soul, our soul, not anybody else, but just our soul telling us, you know what, put that piece of bread down. And we still eat it.
Yes. You know, according to Mother Jones, motherjones.com, it says, is giving food to homeless illegal in your city too? And just Google it. I mean, just put it under.
What is Mother Jones?
Is illegal. Yeah, Mother Jones.
Mother Jones
is
a newspaper.
Yeah, a news outlet. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people respect it because they are in bias and etc. It's
right.
Just put is illegal in Florida to give food to poor, and the first one or second one should be, it depends on your search engine, motherjones.com, and then you can read it, and that's what I was going to say.
I'm more concerned about feeding my soul.
Say that again?
I'm more interested today in feeding my spirit.
That's okay. And that's what we need to be every day. Now, I understand what it is that the brother is saying, that Mother Jones has posted some things that they've come to find
sure.
out. That it might be some cities. We've got cities and towns that's got all kind of crazy rules and stuff of that nature. So I understand that. But the point is, we have to override that. The same way we have to override our minds that tell us to do certain things that we shouldn't be doing, that the soul is telling us not to. How many times we started to go to a club and the soul said, not tonight. Not that there's anything wrong with going to a club, but the soul was letting you know tonight is not the night. And it's just little subtle things like that the soul is talking to us. And it's talking to us on a continuous basis. But we've gotten to the point where we believe the only time God talks is when he's talking to a preacher, to a priest, to a clergyman, to someone that has labeled themselves so God. But I'm here to tell you all that we are all the same. And because we are all the same, we have got to get to the point where we are running our lives. We are creators. How can I be a creator if all I'm doing is listening to you? And that's not to say you can't listen to anybody, but you've got to listen to your highest self. And your highest self is trying to help you be the best of everything that you can be. Because you have that God-given ability. It is what DNA is.
Divine natural ability.
That's what you have. You have it, I have it, we all have it. But we walk around here as if we were asleep, because we're not asleep, but we walk around not realizing that we're awoke. We see things that are happening that just ain't right. We see it, and our soul speaks to us about it, but on occasions we won't listen to it. We won't listen to it. Why? Because if I do this, then people are going to talk about me. They're going to look at me strange. We're always worried about what it is that someone else is going to think or do to us, and we don't worry about what we're doing to ourselves. What we're doing to ourselves. And so we blame everybody, and if we can't find anybody else to blame, you know who we pull out the closet when we can't find anyone else to blame, right?
The devil.
Well, we're going to get to God later, but the first we're going to go to the devil.
Right.
That's who we're going to blame, the devil. He was nowhere around.
Amen.
He was nowhere around, but we decided, okay, it wasn't me, so it had to be the devil. It's us. It's about us. When God created us, he created us in his likeness. He had given us all the authority that he has. But somewhere along the line, we were told that we were unworthy, that God was disconnected from us, that there is not enough of anything. And so we're always trying to be the fittest, the strongest, because we're under the illusion that there is not enough. And earlier I used as an example a homeless person or a person without means. But that same person without means, you see him today and you see him tomorrow. There are some people without means that I've been seeing without means for the last 10 years. So what is that telling us? That if this person without means, that's correct, because in the final analysis, we don't want to accept it because of our language, because of our color, because of our different ways of life. We don't want to accept the fact that we are all one. When you die, you're going exactly to the same place that I'm going to. There Amen. Is no line for a white person, a black person, an Arab person, a Jewish person. There is no separate lines. We are all one. We are all part of the makeup of what we call God. It is his spirit. It is the spirit that is within us that we have our life in being. And not just me, but everybody. The person that you call good as well as the person that you call bad. It's all, we are all one. And a lot of the things that we call bad that other people are doing, it's not really bad. It's just not something that we care for. And because it's not something that we care for, we automatically label it bad. But I'm here to tell you that, yes, sir.
The concept and the idea that we are one with God is so mind-blowing to folks that until they can at least understand that, then nothing else really fits into play as far as the ministry that we bring. You know, because for some reason, people are so afraid to, I can't say God is in me. That makes me, I'm blasphemous. I can't say that I and God are one and the same, or God's spirit is what makes me me. When you talk like that, again, people don't really know how to comprehend that. And you would think
I truly understand that.
Yeah, how can I tell you something bad? And when I tell you that you're born in sin, well, they didn't just grasp that. You got to remember that nonsense has been pushed on people for hundreds of years. So they didn't just grasp that. So we just got to keep Amen. Letting people know. We just got to keep letting people know that there's a God up there that you can direct connect to. And you don't have to stop what you're doing to direct connect. You can direct connect and still keep doing what you were doing. And then you'll come to the crossroad and you'll decide which road you want to stay on.
That is so true, my brother. And you say direct connect, but one of the things that we have to understand is that direct connect, it's already connected. You know what
that's
I mean?
Why it's the direct. That's the new direct connect. No, I don't have to go nowhere. I don't need an intercessor
right.
because when I say direct connect, I'm already connected. We just have to understand that connection.
That's correct. Amen. But one of the things I want to add on to that you're saying is it's so easy for us. There are people that hold the Quran to be sacred, that hold the Bible to be sacred, that hold the Torah to be sacred. And in all of these books, when you read it, you will see that you are directly connected. Now, when Jesus said that him and the Father is one, okay, Jesus, you and the Father can be one, but we can't. Even though the same person that said that he was one with the Father And so are we. He told us this, but we choose not to believe it.
Well, see, we believe it not because, we believe it not because some believe that, now again, God took the human form of Jesus, not God is in Jesus like God is in everybody else. So when you believe that God took the human form of Jesus, then I understand why you would believe that you can't be connected to God. See, there's some stories that need to be retold to you.
That's correct. You're 100% correct. Yeah, you're 100% correct, and there's some stories that have been told to us. But there's also a scripture in the Bible that one of the disciples said when it said, "When I was a child, I acted as a child. But now that I'm of age, I've got to act of age." And a lot of the stories that were told, if you just sit down and commune with yourself will let you know that that's just not so. But we won't do that because in those books, they tell you that you do not have the spirit of fear. Now tell me, don't we fear everything? We're afraid of everything. We're afraid that if we even look a different way than what they taught us we need to look, that we are going to lose connection with God and be automatically thrown into a fiery pit. And we believe that. And tell me, you know, they talk about serving God. Who wants to serve a God like that? Why would you want to serve a God that if you look one way too long, that he is going to blind you? Or if you look another way, he's going to cut off your hands. What kind of God is that?
May I speak, please, dear brother? God loves every one of us. And therefore, he wants the best interest for all of us in this. And we, yes, maybe somebody is homeless, but God doesn't want him to be homeless. But because he did not listen to the God, that's why he's homeless, for example.
Well,
Am I right or wrong?
I have to disagree with you on that, because what we have to understand with God, God does not care if you have a home or not. That's not important to God. And as I stated earlier, if you think about some of the homeless people, right, they're still living just like you and I. They may not appear to be, as we would call it, in the best health or in the best condition that they're in. That's the way we see it. But each year, they're still doing okay. They're still here. Think about the people that are homeless that you've seen out there, homeless with a head full of hair. And you've got these people working all day, working day and night and stuff, and then got a strand of hair. Or the hair is gray. So you have to ask yourself, we've set it up where we think that that's bad, but is it really bad? He doesn't have to get up and go to work.
Yeah, but some of them is like use drugs, use, you know, other things.
Uh-huh.
Then make them to be in that homeless. So, I mean, it's not the fault of God.
You're right. It's not.
But
it's
it might
not,
be.
God isn't. But no, God is not doing. God per se is not doing that for the homeless person or for the person with the mansion. It is the person himself.
Amen.
It is the person himself.
Amen. That's what
that
I meant. I do correct myself.
Right, yes.
Okay.
You are right.
I have to cut in as the choir sings that song that says our half hour is up for this evening. But I'd like to say it. Thanks, everybody, for stopping by the podcast. And again, this is a message getting you closer to God, and regardless of what it's viewed as or what it's called, that's all this message is.
Amen.
This message isn't anti anything. It's just pro God.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you very much, Hajes. Thank you, sis. Thank you, dear brother. We love you all.
Thank you, my brother. I look forward to talking to you on Thursday, brother. Sunday night, brother. 9 o'clock, Sunday, brother.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Good night, podcast. See you Sunday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.